Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Nathaniel Burke, and we're learning all sorts of interesting things about hemp and the process. One quick question before we get into the endocannabinoid system. With the quality of hemp, is there different qualities? Is there any province winning in quality and consistency?
Oh, that's a great question.
BC, yeah. BC, you know.
No, you know what? From what I'm aware, there's not as many hemp growers in BC. Quite a bit come up from Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba. There's some farms in Nova Scotia, as mentioned before. So, yeah, it's really tough to say. I just think those, you know, the prairies are going to have a bit of a leg up on us because, you know, in BC we can grow things like grapes, we got orchards, we got, you know, fruits. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see more, you're going to probably continue to see that, and then the prairies see more hemp. And in terms of quality, yeah, absolutely. There's definitely a range. I mean, not only is there a range in terms of quality, so, you know, organic versus non-organic, are they spraying, are they not spraying, mm-hmm. you know, quality of seeds. How it's grown, the soil quality, when they're harvesting, are you going to see things, you know, are they harvesting, and is it lying in the field for, you know, a few days, or like how, you know, there's just all these, like, little intricacies to be, you know, just something to talk about. And then not only that, too, even just very similar to, let's say, you know, again, we're in BC growing apples, there's different types of apples, so certain apples are going to taste a certain way, and are going to look a certain way when you make an oil out of it. You're going to get a range there. So very similar to a hemp plant, you're going to have oil that comes out very gold and yellowy looking, and then mm-hmm. other ones that are dark green and mm-hmm. have a bit of more of a different taste. So just something to think about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, when I look at hemp research and I look at how hemp works, this endocannabinoid system that we seem to have and animals seem to have, how did we find that out? Like how that we were actually have receptor sites for this wonderful food or medicine?
Yeah, absolutely. So the endocannabinoid system, it's essentially a bunch of receptors all over our body. And there's two different types, there's CB1 and CB2, and they can interact in a range of ways. They're found all over the body. You're going to see them in places, again, a lot of different organs. So you're going to see them in the lungs, liver, vascular system, the immune system, muscles, bones, brain, the digestive tract, reproductive organs, skin, so essentially everywhere. This has been out for, in terms of main popular, let's say, knowledge, I think is in the past 5 or 6 years, that's when CBD and THC and all these things start to take off, because you're seeing that our bodies can actually absorb this, and they're actually meant to absorb it mm-hmm. and use it, and we can actually produce our own endocannabinoids, which is really cool. We've had this, you know, again, obviously it's been there forever, which is great. It's just so cool now that we're accessing this and using it and realizing that, hey, it can do such a wide range of things.
Now, we're finding the same receptor sites in animals, horses, dogs, cats, cows, as we are in people?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know people that are using different, you know, hemp products for pigs, goats. Rabbits. So yeah.
Okay, Nathaniel, why would you give your pig hemp?
That's a great
CBD.
Question. I know the one guy is doing it just because, again, it's high in omega-3, so it's really good for the pig's skin. It's a potbelly pig,
right?
For its skin and its fur. Help with hormone production. Can help with like anxiety, that sort of stuff. So.
Nice.
Yeah,
so really, there's all creatures, great and small.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, just from the nutritional benefits alone, everybody can benefit from horses, especially. You see a lot of horses benefiting from hemp seed oil specifically, just because, you know, if they're barrel racing or riding with them or jumping, anything like that, they take such an impact on their joints. So to have omega-3s are also anti-inflammatory, so to have that help bring down that inflammation, help with hormone production. It's a good combo for them as well.
So it'll help us too if we want to gallop a little.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's good. When you're getting all this wonderful oil, does it come from the seed or the whole plant? And how do you get it?
You know, it's a great question. So it actually comes from the seed instead of the actual oil. And, then they're essentially taking these plants, break them all down, using them in different components, you know, using the stalks for certain things, the leaves for certain stuff. They use the seeds and a few different extraction methods, but we just use, has them cold pressed. So they just take all these raw seeds, press them into a cold oil for us, and then we use that.
Hmm.
And then from that too, you know, the husks they can use for different things. They can also use the protein in the seed as well for hemp protein powder, again, which is another great source because it's really easily digestible.
Mm-hmm.
So for somebody that's having digestion issues that, you know, most people do, could use protein in their diet for a range of reasons. It's something that they can absorb quite easily without any sort of digestion issues.
Is there any byproducts, or are you using everything from this plant?
Are we using everything from this plant? Yeah, we use quite a bit, and we're always trying to look for more, which makes it so so cool because there's such a wide range of things we can do there. So right now we're just using the seeds, but we can, we're always looking for ways to, okay, how can we make, something for, like, dogs, like collars or leashes? How can we, even looking at hemp plastics, like, what are ways we can do to use this plant more? And as much as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
So
now,
we're always looking at more, but it makes it tough though because, we don't. Let's say we're looking at doing a hemp plastic, for example. If we're going to try to do that,
wow,
we don't make that specifically.
Yeah,
we don't have the tools and the facility to make such a thing, even though it's out there and it can be made. So to try to outsource and find those companies that are doing that is rare. Very rare. You know, even something as simple as hempcrete, some people have heard of it, but they can essentially build bricks and houses with hemp and are very strong and actually have quite a good insulation rating.
Hmm.
So, but to do stuff like this, again, you got to find the companies that do it. So that's where we're coming back to, pushing our government to incentivize new companies to start up, to utilize hemp, to utilize different, plants like that.
Mm-hmm.
For the greater good.
Okay, so back to our bodies and our animals' bodies. Does it matter whether we take it orally or if we massage it on our skin? Is there any difference to what happens?
Yeah, great question. So a little bit different. For example, like if you were to, let's say, have like a rash or something on your skin, rubbing into your skin is definitely a great option. Or like any kind of hemp product that way. Some research shows that in terms of inflammation, it can actually absorb better that way. So, and absorb better for those specific sites, whereas ingesting it, again, great option, but now it's going to be dispersed through your whole body and used, as such. So, for example, like something like high omega-3s, you're going to have hormone production, it's going to help with the digestive system, and then, it can interact with, a range of different things there. So, your digestive tract helping with, some hemp products can help with serotonin production, all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
So much.
Good,
but a little different.
Okay. Quick story time, Nathaniel. What's your favorite way to use hemp?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm going to say I like to use it topically more because... I try to stay as active as I possibly can. I'm working out all the time, so certain hemp products can help a lot with, pain, inflammation, that sort of thing. So I like it just because it's quick and easy, and I can take it at any time.
That's great. And seeing the work with animals, what's the most popular reason for people to use it for their dogs or cats?
That's a great question. It's tough, but a lot of it is anxiety. That's probably one of the biggest ones I see, anxiety or stress that an animal may be going through.
Mm-hmm.
That or pain and arthritis are the two big ones.
Okay. And does it take a different amount of time? Like if for an anxious critter, are they going to notice in a week or 2 weeks generally? Do you see kind of a trend with that?
That's a great question. Again, it's so hard to say. I've seen, big 120-pound dogs take just the smallest amount, and within a few days they notice a difference. On the other side, I've seen little 5-pound chihuahuas take huge amounts, and it took a couple weeks. But generally speaking, after 2 weeks, you should notice a difference. For things, any kind of neurological disease, it can take more time. Arthritis, that sort of thing, can take more time. Anxiety, it might not, depending on how bad it is. But yeah, it can definitely range, and then how you're giving the product as well. If you're mixing it with their food, they're not going to be able to absorb as much. If you're giving it to them directly in their mouth, like a supplement.
So empty stomach would be better, and just drop it in.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to get so much more because they can absorb more through their tongue, through their cheeks.
Interesting. So you lose some just stirring it in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just like our digestive tracts, we're not going to absorb everything. And a lot of animals aren't as good either. So in the mouth is always best just because you can absorb so much, ideally underneath the tongue, but it's kind of tough with dogs and cats to be very specific. But yeah, in the mouth is best.
Yeah. Well, it probably doesn't taste that bad either. It'd probably be pretty easy to go straight.
Yeah, absolutely. And most dogs, like it. Some don't, but.
Yeah. Nathaniel, you've been working with animals and humans with hemp for some time now and creating businesses from it. Can you tell us a little bit about Hemp for Paws and working with Hemp Heal?
Yeah, so I've been with the company for quite a while now, since inception. And it's just been really cool to see, one, the mindset behind hemp and people coming around it now, which is really great. We've been able to have this company that has a range of hemp products for dogs, for cats, horses, topicals, all that kind of stuff we have available, which is really cool.
And let us know where that website is so we can find you.
Oh, yeah, so that's at hempforpaws.ca. That one gets is really exciting because, when we talked about before, and I meant to tie it in earlier, is that, when will a dog notice it, or when won't you ask that? Well, that's the most exciting part about working with pets is that, you and I, we have a placebo effect. We can look at, I took something, and therefore I know, it's placebo. Not a good thing, just something to be aware of. Dogs don't have that.
That's
right. They don't know, they don't have that. So they're either going to be better or they're not. So, and it's really cool because you get to see so many stories across Canada of pets, dogs, cats, horses, that it's helping every day, and it's really inspiring. Exciting.
Okay, so we're gonna have to find your website because we're running out of time. But thanks for helping to heal the planet, one dog, one grandma at a time. And thanks for all the information. It was fun interviewing you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And if you guys have questions, feel free to reach out at forpaws.ca.
Super. Thanks, Nathan Allen. We'd also like to thank Alan Wishart and all the community stations who carry this program. Have a healthy and happy day.